All right, everyone. Sorry I'm a bit late. Remember, everything... I said it was going to be a fun day today, but I kind of mean tomorrow. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this and a turnum, but then after that, I've got a lot of stuff I'm going to do for you guys. Like, probably about 10 o'clock, I'm just going to start streaming all the way up to 2. So I'm just going to do a bunch of streaming. Pretty much for you guys. So there'll be a lot of games that are going to get played tomorrow. So I'm not going to get in the Tormentor now. We'll probably get into like maybe 30 minutes or so of that like tomorrow, depending on how much I like it and get into it. It's supposed to be a hot fix patch anyway that's supposed to fix some issues. So I kind of want to wait on that before I actually jump into it because it apparently is very broken. So yeah. But let's go ahead and get started with Ripples. We're back. Remember, we're going back in time. Yep, there's only 2 workers in here. My mission has officially started. I need to be as quiet as possible and wait for them to leave. She really said that? Yeah, can you believe it? Well, maybe if you had more hair, you would have better luck with the ladies. That's not what your mom said last night. Dude, those jokes are lame. I thought you were 40-something years old. When you have kids, you'll understand. They're all doing the yo mama jokes, so I came up with a few myself. Want to hear them? No, I'm sick of yo mama jokes. Too bad, you shouldn't have made fun of my hair. Your mama's so ugly, Scorpion yelled, "Stay over there!" Now that one's funny. Lame. Your mama's so ugly, even Rick Astley gave her up. Damn! 5 minutes later. Your mama's such a slut, if her vagina were a video game, it would be rated E for everyone. I remember that. That takes me back. What's the one that said your mama was so fat she sat on a quarter and a booger came out of George Washington's nose? I always have laughed at that one. Your mama's so ugly, her blowjobs count as anal. Ooh! Okay, that was a pretty good one. Your mama's so... Stop! Every your mama joke has been done thousands of times by thousands of different people. Kinda like your mama. Ha ha! Nice! Let's get out of here now. The leak is fixed. Finally. This is my chance. You take off jogging while trying not to make too much noise. G.R. Waters Power. Alright, here we are. We can do this. Yeah, let me get some water. I can do this. You take a deep breath and head to the receptionist's desk. Oh, wow. Smash Mouth. Oh, hello, sir. Sorry, I got that new All-Star song stuck in my head. It's so good, I don't think I'll ever get sick of it. Man, I used to sing that song all the time. We all did. Man, we would get together and freaking sing that thing that was on the radio. I think me and my friends. Oh, yeah. Those were the days. Yikes. No worries. It's a great song. How can I help you today? Hi. I'm here for a job interview. My name is... You forget the name and quickly look down at the resume. Donald Darko. Yep, here you are. Oh, Donnie Darko. Such a great movie. S. Darko is good too, and it's got Dead Can Dance in it, so. Okay, Donald, have a seat, and Miss Carrie will be with you shortly. Thank you. I should probably study this resume more. Now, some people say that S. Darko is more like fan fiction, and it kind of is, but I still think it's good. The more comfortable I am in there, the easier it should be to obtain these documents. As you wait for Miss Carrie, you study the resume and memorize as much as you can. After 10 minutes of studying, you hear the elevator open to a group of men laughing. So then he spits it out and says, "That doesn't taste like pineapple." Ha 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 ha. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day, boys. You can feel the presence of a powerful man and have a good idea of who it might be. Mr. Carey, I have a package for you. Thank you, Sugar. Go ahead. Send it up the... Boy, he really had a deep... She really had a deep voice. Thank you, Sugar. Go ahead and send it up with the rest of my mail. Sir, I told you I don't like being called that. The receptionist blushes and seems uncomfortable at the name Mr. Carey has called her. I'm sorry, April. I give all the beautiful young ladies nicknames here. I can find another nickname for you if you don't like Sugar. April works fine, sir. Nah, I'll think of another one. Don't worry about it. Yes, Mr. Carey, if you must. Jeez, and he has a wife? She'll come around. All right. Let's get out of here. As Mr. Carey's entourage leaves the lobby, you notice the woman behind them who doesn't look too happy. Donald. Yes, that's me. Nice to meet you, Donald. It's nice to meet you too, Miss Carey. Cindy Carey. Thanks for giving me this opportunity, Mr. Carey. Mrs. Carey. Mr. Carey just walked off. You can just call me Cindy. Follow me and we'll get started. You follow Cindy Carey to the elevator and wait. Hold on, didn't they say we could fuck her? I'll try to use my charm. Maybe it'll make this mission easier. Cindy Carey. That's a beautiful name. Thank you, Donald. What a handsome young man. Now there we go. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. I will not let you down, Miss Carey. That's what I like to hear. And you can just call me Cindy. Follow me and we'll get started. You follow Cindy Carey to the elevator and wait. She's certainly a good-looking woman. Yes, sir. That's a fine set of pixels, if I may say so myself. Certainly make them look better than they used to back in the day. I remember the Atari 2600. And then, of course, we had the 8-bit pixels. And don't forget about Duke Nukem. You know, when you give the ladies the money, you would get to see pixelated boobs, you know. It was a changing experience in a young man's life. Is she swaying her butt on purpose? This might not be as hard as I thought. That's us. The bunny is in the pen. Go ahead. Take a seat. Hopefully I can do this. I can either keep it professional, which would probably make it easier to trick her, or I could try using my charm to distract her. Here's my resume. You can keep that. I have a copy. Okay, Donald Darko. Can I call you Donnie? I'm not too fond of the name Donald. It reminds me of someone that I'd rather not think about. Yeah, that's fine. This is an impressive resume, Donnie, except for the fact that you don't have much work experience. I'm fresh out of college, but I'm eager to work, Cindy. That's good, Donnie. I like your spirit. So, you are applying for junior network engineer position, correct? R, junior. I knew there was another word there. So, you're applying for our junior network engineer position, correct? That is correct. It says here you went to New Angeles University. How did you like it there? It's an excellent school. I don't think any other school could have prepared me better. I went there myself, class of 85. Good Lord, she's as old as I am. Oh, nice. I miss those college years. I hope you had fun because life gets boring from here on out. Just because we're adults with jobs now doesn't mean we still can't have fun. Smile. Well, I can't argue with that. But yeah, I had a great time at college. Too bad we didn't go there at the same time. And why is that? You seem like a smart, well-accomplished, beautiful lady. I think we would have had a great time together. Your comment seems to surprise Cindy, but after stewing on it for a second, she gives you a smile of satisfaction. Good, it seems she likes the compliment. I should keep it up. I think you're right. We would have had a wonderful time together. Giggle. You're not the only one that can flirt with the new hires, Danny. She continues giving you that same seductive smile that lingers a little too long and then finally snaps out of it. So, what fraternity were you in? Shit, the resume didn't say which one.
I was in Alpha Omega Beta.
Yeah, I've never heard of that fraternity.
It's a new one.
Oh, okay. What are your weaknesses, Donnie?
I would say my weakness would be my experience. This would be my first job in the field, so I lack the experience that others may have.
Yes, we prefer someone with 1 or 2 years of experience for this position, but it's been open for some time now. Now on the opposite end of that question, what is your greatest strength?
Well, one time I lifted... I don't think that's what they mean.
You pause for a second to think about what you're going to say.
I make the best pancakes that you have ever seen. That probably won't work. Not for that job.
Okay, be confident, Grim. My greatest strength would be my strong work ethic and knowledge in this field. As you can see from my resume, I recently took the CCNA certification and passed it with flying colors. My strong work ethic is proven by how hard I've had to work to get a high GPA in the CCNA certification, and this was all while being in clubs and a fraternity. Cindy slightly nods her head as if satisfied with the answer. Next question, why should we hire you? You should hire me because I had top grades in college, which shows a good work ethic. My certification shows I'm more qualified in networking, and being a fraternity member shows I work well with others. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I don't know what else to say. What I lack in experience, I more than make up for in enthusiasm. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. You're willing to do whatever it takes, huh? Cindy leans back in her chair and gives you that same inviting smile from moments before.
That's right. I like what I'm hearing.
What are your career goals, Donnie? As Cindy asks this question, she leans back and slowly sets her feet on the desk, giving you a great view of her legs.
My short-term goals are to work and gain experience, and my long-term goals are to become more knowledgeable and maybe one day become a network administrator.
This is highly unprofessional of her to put her legs on the desk, but a good thing for me because she seems more relaxed and less focused on the job at hand. Oh, there's a little mole right there. Look at that little smirk. After checking her legs out, you look back up to realize she caught you staring. I've been here since 3 a.m. and my high heels are making my feet sore. I hope you don't mind.
Nope, not at all.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? In 5 years, I see myself already promoted to senior network administrator and setting my mark for the head of the IT department.
Wow.
I also see myself settling down with an older woman, one with aspirations and drives similar to mine. Cindy sticks the tip of the pen into her mouth and gives you a slight smirk before she begins to speak. A very bold and confident answer. I often hear ambitious answers, but not one gunning for IT management. If we don't have goals, then what's the point? If you really want something, you need to take it. You said settle down with an older woman. Why not a girl your own age? Because older women are more experienced and I know what they want. If they want something, they take it. Also, if an older woman is more accomplished than me, it makes me want to work harder to prove to them I've got what it takes to please them.
Oh, Lord, she wanted to hear that.
Her heart almost beat out of her chest so fast she had to grab it. Do you think you've got what it takes to please me? Be confident. Be confident. I don't think I do. I know I do. Man, she's gonna bite that pen off and be swallowing ink in a minute. I hope this works. I'm still not sure how I'll distract her enough to get a moment to grab the envelope, but she's definitely flirting back. What's your desired salary?
$1 million.
The salary listed on the job posting is sufficient for the time being. How did you learn about the opening? I've been searching for a job and someone tipped me off that you guys were hiring. Do you have any relatives or friends that work here?
No, I do not.
Alright, give me a few moments to jot down some notes. You can relax now. As your nervousness grows deeper, Cindy looks over her papers and types something into the computer. There it is. It says Project Starless.
Huh. I know a game by that name.
Shit, how am I supposed to grab the envelope without her knowing? Where's this distraction the old man was talking about? He only said he would try, so it's not a sure thing. I need to grab it if I get a chance. Without saying a word, Cindy stands up and walks away from her desk. Oh, this might be my chance. Would you like something to drink? It's a little early for me to be drinking, but thanks for the offer. Hold on. Did I do the thing? No. I'm not actually streaming this right now. Which sucks. That's alright. You guys will actually get it tomorrow. I just realized I wasn't streaming it. Oh well. Without saying a word, Cindy stands up and walks away from her desk. Oh, this might be my chance. Would you like something to drink? It's a little early for me to be drinking, but thanks for the offer. My workday's almost over and I'm having one of those days, so I could really use a drink right about now. And this isn't a test for your interview or anything, so don't be afraid to have a drink with me. If I do hire you, you're not going to start today. Wait. Actually, you know what? I will have a drink. Why not? I don't want to be drinking right now, but I need to do whatever I can to keep her distracted. Scotch, cognac, or vodka? Scotch. I knew you were a Scotch man. This is my chance. You stand up and start reaching for the envelope. You don't need to get up. I'll bring it to you. Oh, okay, thank you. Fuck, the creaking floor gave me away. This is a rare single malt scotch that's been aged 25 years. Let me know what you think. With Cindy expecting you to taste the scotch and tell her what you think, you have no other option but to take a sip. Not bad, not bad at all. Hits the spot, doesn't it? Now, about this job. Cindy steps right in front of you and sits on her desk, forcing you to scooch back. Gulp. You lack the experience we usually prefer for this position, but your college degree and certification is a huge plus. At the moment, we only have 2 guys doing networking for the whole building, and my husband tells me we plan to connect all the computers to the network soon. This whole internet thing is blowing up right now, and we need knowledgeable guys to take us into the future. I have a copy of your pre-employment networking test, and you scored higher than both of our current networking guys. So you're educated in this field and seem to have an amazing drive to succeed. But there's one problem. What would that be? As an alumna of New Angeles University, I frequently visit the college to talk to the sororities. I know the names of every single sorority and fraternity. So tell me, why the fuck are you lying about that? And what else are you lying about? Fuck. Think. Okay, some of the information on the resume may not be 100% accurate, but I assure you my certification is real, my networking skills are advanced. As a guy with no experience and mountains of college debt, I needed to do what I could to get an edge over the competition. Cindy stares at you for a moment as if contemplating what to do, then turns around and grabs a piece of paper. What does IP stand for? Internet Protocol. What is an IP address? An IP address is a unique number used to identify a device to a network using Internet Protocol. These are easy. Maybe this is why the old man picked this particular job opening. Which IP address class allows for the fewest number of host addresses? Class C. Which protocol creates a connection between network statistics and ensures reliable delivery of data? TCP, Transmission Control Protocol. I don't even know some of this stuff, guys. Name the layers of the OSI model. Physical, data link, network, transport, session, presentation, and application. I guess you do know your stuff. That's it? Those are beginner questions. She didn't even ask me any CLI commands. As long as you know what you're doing, I can give a fuck less about qualifications and fraternities. But I still don't know if I should give you the job after you lied to me. Please, Cindy, I promise I won't let you down. Cindy takes a long sip of her whiskey while never letting go of her stare. You said earlier you were willing to do what it takes to please me. You still feel that way? Always. Stand up. Okay. Oh! Miss Carrie, what are you doing? I'm trying to see if you're the right man for the job. My husband has his little playthings around the company. Maybe it's time I found me one. Damn, she's a predator just like her husband. At least she's honest about it. Pull it out. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure, else I wouldn't have said it. Where's the confidence I saw earlier, or was that a lie too? She's right. I need to be confident. I need to do whatever I can to prolong this visit. I just wanted to make sure you're ready for what you're about to see. I'll be the judge of that. As you pull your cock out, Cindy sits back on the desk, basking in the glory of the sight before her. Oh, nice. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Stroke it for me. I want to see how big it can get. Feeling a little reluctant and a little turned on, you start stroking your cock in front of Cindy. Stroke it nice and slow for me. Yeah, that's a delicious looking cock. It's nice and hard now, making me all wet. Go a little faster for me. Just like that. I'm jealous. I bet your girlfriend has a lot of fun with that. I don't have a girlfriend. Such a waste. I told you earlier I'm looking for an older woman. An older woman that knows how to handle all of that? That's right. I thought you were bullshitting me, but it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. But just because you have a big cock doesn't mean you know how to please a woman. So why don't you put your money where your mouth is and show me what your mouth can do? Holy shit! This might be the distraction I was looking for. Say no more. Here I am in 99, a time when I wasn't even born yet, going down on this predatory woman to get a job I'll never go to. What the fuck has happened to my life? But damn, this is an arousing situation to be in, not gonna lie. She's soaking wet, and the lapping of my tongue is making such lewd noises. Fuck yeah, finally! What, your husband doesn't go down on you? My husband doesn't even fuck me anymore. He's too busy fucking the young bitches around here. Focus on my clit now. Suck on it a little bit. Oh yeah, there you go. What a sad relationship. Lick. Your husband is cheating on you with his employees and you're still with him? I don't think we ever loved each other. We got married because both of our rich parents wanted it. It's more like a business decision. But this isn't a therapy session. Quit asking questions and move that pretty little tongue of yours. You're doing a great job. Some improvements could be made, but I can work with this. You haven't seen anything yet. I've only just begun. Well, what are you waiting for? Make me come. Come on, Donnie. Is that all you got? That's it. This time you go for broke and lift Cindy by her ass and devour her pussy like you were starving. Oh! Well, what do you think you're doing? Aha! Maybe you weren't all talk. It's working. She's hardly opening her eyes. I should be able to grab it soon. You like that? Ah, fuck! You son of a bitch, I'm supposed to be the one in charge here, not you. Not anymore. You motherfucker. Let's try this again. Whoa! Just as you were about to reach out for the envelope, Cindy squeezes your head between her thighs and takes the control back. I got you now. Yes, my little slave. How do you like that? I'm the boss, not you. I'll let you go once I'm satisfied. Oh shit, her thighs are squeezing me so tight, I can only move my head a couple of inches each way. Alright, that's enough. Needing to get some kind of edge on the situation, you go for broke and give it all you got. Oh fuck, keep doing that. There's no technique to what I'm doing, but at least I got her to loosen her thighs a little bit. It's almost like a motorboat in her pussy. Oh my! I can't see much, but I can see that she's hardly focusing on me now. Just need to reach in. Don't slow down! Fuck! That almost gave me a heart attack. She almost caught me. You need to do it fast. Grab it in one swift motion. You continue your assault on Cindy's soaking wet hole, showing no mercy. I don't know what the hell you're doing down there, but it's fucking amazing. Let's try this again. Seeing that Cindy is in pure ecstasy, you waste no time and quickly grab the envelope and stuff it down your pants. Got it. I'm gonna. Shit! Not bad. You got a little something on your face. My face is soaked. Hold on, I get something to wipe your face. Ah, what the fuck was... Is there seriously someone throwing shit at my window? Hey, you stupid hag! Get the fuck away from my window, I'm calling security. You're such a disgusting bitch that not even your husband wants to fuck you anymore. Oh, so now the distraction comes. Looks like I did all that for no reason. Ha ha. This must be the old man's doing. But I got to see Miss Carrie naked and eat her out, so it's not all bad. Besides the fact that I'm stuck with blue balls now. Why don't you lay off the drugs and find a fucking job already? Suck my smelly cock, whore! Security, please! There's a homeless man outside throwing shit at my window. Hurry, he's gonna break the window. Now he's running away. Why would someone do something like that? I have no clue. That's what happens when you smoke crack your whole life. Your voice sounds like that. Don't ever start doing drugs, Donnie. I'd never. This is the craziest day I've ever had at work. Alright, that's it for today. I'll be calling you soon about your first day at work. So I got the job? Yes, as long as there's no more lying and you do what I say. Now get out of here. Sheesh, thank you for the opportunity. Actually, I'll walk you down the lobby. Let's go. Have a nice day, Donnie. Bye, Cindy. I've only been to a couple of job interviews, but I'm positive I will never have another interview like that. Maybe I should look around and see if I can find my dad. I have a feeling he's here. You hit a button and wait for the next elevator. Sir! Excuse me, can I help you? Shit. I forgot to tell Miss Carrie something. I was going to go back up there. I'm sorry, you'll need to make an appointment to see her again. In fact, if you're not an employee, you need special permission to go anywhere besides the lobby. Oh, okay. Would you like me to set you up with another appointment with her? No, that's alright. It's not that important. You know what? Since I like you, I can call her and see if she'll speak to you again. Thank you, but it's not that big of a deal. Thinking about it now, I shouldn't bother her anymore. Okie dokie, you have a nice day. My name is April, by the way. Hopefully we'll meet again if you get the job. I hope so, too. Thanks, April. You have a nice day, too, Donnie. Goodbye, April. Bye. I guess I could try to go through the underground tunnel entrance instead. I'm risking getting caught, but I don't care. I need to know if he's actually in there. It's locked. Fuck, it feels like everyone and everything is working against me finding my dad. Ugh. Well, I've got hours until I return to 2019. What am I supposed to do until then? Freaking starving right now. I don't even remember the last time I ate. Wait. I should look in that envelope and see what's so important. Maybe there's some answers in there. You open the briefcase where the envelope is stored. It looks like some kind of financial contract or a purchase agreement? I don't know. I hardly understand anything in this contract. I need a lawyer to tell me what this all means. What I do understand is that these are huge dollar amounts. This looks like a super expensive contract. You continue looking through the documents when you notice the documents in the back are very different. What the hell is this? It looks like gibberish. Maybe some kind of code or programming language? I don't know. I'll take pictures of everything and research it later. I have no clue what to make of these, but they do look important. After taking pictures of every document, you put them back in your briefcase. Oh, what's this? There's money in here, and it's older bills. He must have put it in here in case I needed it. Well, he's not wrong. I'm starving. I should go get something to eat since I have some time to waste. But I need to listen to what the old man said and be careful. 2019 is already a mess as it is. All right, let's get out of here. You hide the briefcase and change back into your normal clothes before leaving. Can't believe I'm back in 99. I should start taking pictures of things that would only be in 99 now that I have a phone with a camera. Then Darcy would know I was serious. She might claim it was Photoshop, but maybe it'll work if I show her the metadata. I'm no expert on photography, so I don't know. Speaking of phones, does my phone from the future know what year it is? Will the date only on it say 99 or 2019? That reminds me, I want to see what Skylar said. I better not pull it out with these cars passing. I'll wait a minute. I wouldn't be surprised if that old man is tracking me with it. Maybe that's why he let me bring a future device into 99. It's weird seeing all these older cars passing. I sometimes saw older vehicles in 2019, but usually it's a well-preserved muscle car or something. And that laptop that Jenny had, haha. That thing was huge. But that thing was built like a tank. I bet it could go through a beating like those Nokia phones and still work fine. Ugh. Passing car slams on its brakes and starts backing up. Shit, I don't know what this is about, but I need to get ready to run. Start walking off the road as the car approaches you. Hey! Grim, wasn't it? Oh, wow. Okay, that's Scarlet, guys. And this is where we're going to end it for now. We'll see you back here next year. Next year with more ripples. Eternum coming at you next.